Are you hungry for a comedy sandwich? Try this. Home Improvement at a special time, 8, 7 Central. Then, from the producers of Home Improvement, Mom and the kids are moving in with Grandpa. And does he have his hands full? Edward Asner premieres in Thunder Alley. Then, it's men versus the women in a race to build the perfect house with help from John Elway and Evander Holyfield.
Give me the donut.
I don't think so, Tim.
It's all new. A Home Improvement sandwich with Thunder Alley in the middle. Don't hold the laughs Wednesday.
Boom, and just like that, we are back. This your dude, Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. Man, do we got something in store for y'all. We got a new show, you know, the Culture Report. So I got someone else hanging out with me, Robbie. What's that with your partner?
It's all good, man. It's all good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, man, where you hanging out at this? You know, where you hanging out today?
I'm back in the lab, back at the house. peaceful place on earth, you know what I'm saying, is home, you know what I'm saying, safeway at home.
Like, yes,
my partner Starlito, one of the favorite rappers.
Hey, I definitely gotta give you a shout out on that shirt, man. I like that shirt.
Really, shout out to you on the business moves with these shirts, man. I really appreciate that fast turnaround, all that, you know what I'm saying.
Hey, thank you for doing it, man. We definitely got new merch, you know, see the mask, you know, it's breathable, got the filter on the inside, but man, let's get this thing started. I know everyone's seen the intro, we had the 90s work. So tell us, I got to let everyone know that you actually came up with this idea for the Culture Report. So where did you get this idea? And what is it?
It's basically, you know what I'm saying, the culture of sports, the impacts that athletes have on the culture outside of sports, everyone around, you know what I'm saying? From not even just other athletes in the communities, just everyone, you know what I'm saying? In the world, all the type of the different aspects that they bring to the table, you know what I'm saying? Besides sports, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's real. I feel like the culture is, it's shift. It's shift. The culture is definitely shift, you know what I'm saying? For us, different timetable, different time periods, you know what I'm saying? Every generation has its own history, you know what I'm saying, and its own culture. So, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of times everybody gets stuck in their generation, in their culture, and like don't like respect the new cultures and generation.
Hey. Yeah, I know. So we gotta let everyone know, because off air, you know, I gotta chime in on that, because you know, Uncle Leroy is from the old school. So off air, you know, he was like, yeah, you know, we're not giving the new school they're just do. So, you know, that's what this show is gonna be about. Old school Uncle Leroy versus this guy. So we're gonna take our first question. You know, so which league you think had the biggest impact?
Oh, okay. I have to go with the MLB, you know what I'm saying? Like right now in this time type of the world. I have to say the MLB, you know what I'm saying? It's like the only sport being played during the pandemic, you know what I'm saying, is baseball, for us, Little League baseball. You know what I'm saying? It's actually been playing games. They've been playing for months now. And a lot of kids, I think, like baseball, that don't play baseball, but once they start playing baseball, they kind of gravitate to it more than any other sport. You know what I'm saying? And far as the one reason, another reason is the money, obviously, you know what I'm saying? The money in baseball actually gravitates a lot of people towards it too, that we don't see, you know what I'm saying? Most parents feel as if baseball is the quickest way, you feel what I'm saying, to the millions. You know what I'm saying? It's not like 4 years in college, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can go to minor straight out of high school and boom, boom, and get paid for it. You know, sign a major league contract right out of high school. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, baseball is a real good for society right now. It's a big, it play a big impact on society right now. Baseball, you know what I'm saying? MLB.
All right. So, you know, definitely we got Coach Lee, you know what I'm saying? Hey, thank you for hanging out with us, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. So he's saying NFL, they stay in the news. So how can, you know, so I'm with you on there. So I'm a big NFL fan, you know, so I think far as MLB, that's the American sport. And I feel like, yes, that's, you know, of course, America is going to highlight that sport because it was made in, I think it was invented in New York. So, of course, they're always going to, you know, give more leniency and should give more, you know, access and availability to those guys because it's an American so-called made sport. But NFL, they have a bigger reach because I was a big MLB fan. And so, but more people from the lower income or different areas come, you know, make it out and go to the NFL. So that's why I think the NFL is actually more, has the biggest impact on today's society from a, you know, a cultural standpoint. So, but, you know, why do you think, but no one ever actually picked basketball. That's what's funny to me.
And you know what? And you know what? Like, and I picked basketball. I can say, honestly say that I picked basketball as my second choice. You know what I'm saying? The reason I'm saying MLB in the basketball is because of their reach. You know what I'm saying? They going to South America again, players, Turkey, basketball. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a reach as in the culture. You know what I'm saying? An impact on today's society. So I feel like that's one reason I picked the baseball. You know, I'm not taking away from football, but I feel like it's more of a, you know what I'm saying, a secret society type thing, you know. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I could be wrong. Well, I'm thinking I know for sure Alabama have overseas players, especially offensive linemen. So let me recant that about the, you know what I'm saying, as far as reach, you know what I'm saying? But I don't see NFL – well, you know, they just recently started going to London and playing, and you know.
But see, but that changes the culture. So I mean, actually, that because London, and that's where I feel that, you know, that's where the designer fashion. Now I feel like that taps into the fashion world because, you know, I'm from the 90s. You know, I'm a 90s, 80s baby, and during the 90s and early 2000s, we wore baggy clothes. But now, you know, now you're seeing people like Russell Westbrook, you're seeing Cam Newton and all these tight clothes. And everyone's like, why are these people wearing tight clothes? What they don't understand is most European designers don't make their clothes for big people. So I definitely feel like, you know, all of that does play a role in not only just the culture in like hip hop, the culture in urban, or the culture in, you know, in all types of America. Even in the country. But I think like in the country, they play more baseball. And that's why, I don't know. But I still feel that NFL. But let's take to some of the comments. So here we got Mr. OMG Kelly. He says, the NFL, they have more players that's from the low-income neighborhoods. Then we got Gary Ray. He says the NFL. He doesn't say why. And Sydney Oliver. Not saying the MLS does, but they need to be included in this conversation 10 years from now. Watch and see. So what do you think about that?
I could see where they're coming from. You know what I'm saying? I have a 12-year-old son. He's in the sixth grade. He actually played soccer. He was in pre-soccer, pre-athletic soccer this year, and not pre-athletic football. I think he really kind of liked it, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, my background is mostly football and basketball, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he tried it out this year. I told him, if you want to run and learn your speed and try to find your speed, like right now, I feel like he should play soccer. Because if you can run up and down soccer field, you can run up and down football field, basketball court, around bases, you know what I'm saying? So I ruined him. I was glad when he tried that. I could see where he come from. I think he, like I said, he really liked it. You know what I'm saying? So He talks about it, you know what I'm saying? Trying to do a little moves and things like that. But yeah, so I can see where he's coming from with that, and I respect that. Sure.
Now, see, one thing, now that's where I feel it's the culture. Now we're talking about the real culture, because I'm from New Orleans.
Yeah.
There is no soccer field.
Ah.
Not in the parish of New Orleans. Not in Orleans Parish. So, is that means in Orleans Parish they only want football and basketball players? Because it wasn't until I came out here to Dallas, I'm driving, I'm like, man, why are there all these kids, why are there all these soccer fields? I've never seen that in my entire life. And then they actually had people playing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you ride around my town, you can see, like, you know what I'm saying, soccer being played almost every day. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
A couple different fields, like, they actually out there playing.
Wow. All right, so we're going to go back to Coach Lee. Unless the NBA or NFL folds, it will be harder for MLS to obtain the foothold until they get the ratings here and are known as the top sport. They will struggle. What do you think about that?
Pretty much, again, I respect that, and I see where you're coming from. You know what I'm saying? NFL and NBA is two of the biggest corporations. It's hard to compete with them. You know what I'm saying? Anything. You know what I'm saying? You can think about the side football leagues that try to, you know what I'm saying, establish themselves. I think all of them became bankruptcy. So yeah, I understand, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I respect, you know what I'm saying, the Coach Lee, what he's saying, you know what I'm saying? I feel the viewpoints of where they're coming from, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Yeah, definitely some great points. And, you know, all our viewers, you know, to our viewers, you can definitely join us on a conversation. But, you know, so the question is, which league has the biggest impact on today's society? So we've gotten MLS, we've got MLB, we've got NBA, and we've got the NFL. And I think that it only boils down to which culture you come from.
Facts.
Because if you come from a lower income, they're going to give you this, huh? You're going to be running with the ball, with a football, even before you get a baby bottle. So is it the culture or is it the sport? Which one? I'm going to ask you that. Which one do you think it is?
I think it's more sport for, like I said, certain areas. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a sport. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, a lot of kids in the neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying, black neighborhoods don't get exposed to soccer or baseball until a little bit older, you know what I'm saying? But
until you get white friends.
Yeah, always. Even at the house, in there watching TV, parents watching sports, I'm pretty sure majority of the, you know what I'm saying, it's more of the sports. Like you said, Coach Lee said, ain't too much being watched, you know what I'm saying, or soccer over here in America. So, you know what I'm saying, the sports, I play things play a bigger role, biggest role in the culture, you know what I'm saying, the sport.
Ella Trey Filler, you know what I'm saying? That's right, PDL, Professional Domino League. You heard that? Sign me up.
Sign me up.
You know what I'm saying? We might have to get a little tournament going in the group. But, you know, definitely, we about to get it time to check out some of the culture. So let's check out some of this culture here and how it has changed over the time. Let's see if we can get a clip right now. Let's see. I got to make sure. You getting a clip? Let's see here.
Exactly. We love you,
Ryan. So, you got to see this. So,
no, it's not okay.
What do you think about this guy?
You don't allow Chris to walk outside like that.
No.
No.
So, what fashion is this?
I wouldn't allow my grandson to walk outside like that.
So, what is that?
It's this generation. That's almost this generation. It's this culture. You know what I'm saying?
So where did that come from?
Society. You know what I'm saying? Like if you look at if you say the hip hop, the rap label, the rap culture. You know what I'm saying? The music industry right now, and you see what the styles they were, and you look at the NBA players. It all fits in. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, this generation right now, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, they play a real big role in the culture of, you know what I'm saying, of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I don't think no one back in the early 90s probably wouldn't dare wear something like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's probably more of a business suit, you know what I'm saying? That, you know what I'm saying? I haven't took no notice, but I'm pretty sure it was more of a business suit. Business, you know what I'm saying? To them, like, it's almost like he walking down the runway. You know
what I'm saying?
Basically, what's going on outside of the sports right now with that style?
More than half a foot. So what do you think about him? Mr. AI.
AI, that's an answer, man. That's an answer, man. From the cornrow to the shoes. From the cornrow to the shoes. You know what I'm saying? Tattoo. Going high. Way out in the NBA.
He's really. Allen Iverson has came, you know, he's never shied away of being afraid of the camera. You know, so he came out and said that he made it so that these young cats can express themselves. So how did he, you know, so do you think that would he be categorized as an old school or a new school? Because he definitely gave the NBA, those players, the opportunity for individuality.
Okay. He old school now, you know what I'm saying? But his
one for the old school.
Yeah, his swag is more of a newer school swag, you know what I'm saying? It's like the evolution, you know what I'm saying, of where we at today. You know what I'm saying? Like from that to this. Like you said, he paved the way for the athletes to be free to do what they basically wear, what they want to wear, things, something like this. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would say I'm not saying he didn't have, impact wasn't big. It's more of a like, now we pay homage to AI, you know what I'm saying? To his culture, you know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, but like I told you, like, I think that where a lot of the misconstrues get confused at, because the older cultures really stick to that, like, their culture, like, it's right. You know what I'm saying? It's not, never, no, we're not looking at the younger culture now, you know what I'm saying? So, if Allen Iverson said he paved the way for players to dress and do what they're doing now, why not respect what they're doing now?
Because it's a replication of what he did. And you just said that. You said that he old school, but it's kind of like new school. And that's where us old heads be like, hey, watch it there, young fella, because you look like me. So, all right, we'll see what Coach Lee's hanging out with us. So it's as much as I hate to say it, but MJ had the biggest cultural impact. He made athletic gear fashionable. Good point. Because definitely during the last dance, you know, he came out and said that MJ had the left earring. Everyone got the left earring. MJ went bald head. Everyone went bald head. You know, MJ smoked cigars. Everyone started smoking cigars. So, you know, I definitely see the correlation in sports and, you know, in these athletes and how they're influencing, you know, their influence in society. So before you move on to the next one, I'm going to tell you what's crazy. It took NBA to make the black culture aware of COVID. What's your thoughts on that?
Now, repeat that again now.
So, you know, with this COVID situation, when it first came out, all the black people said, oh, black people can't get COVID. We can't get it. It wasn't until these basketball players got COVID to where it's like, okay. I was lying. You might be right. It can hit our culture.
Well, you know, COVID, you know what I'm saying? I feel like when a person say, you know what I'm saying, put COVID on a racial thing, that's a disease that anyone can catch. We know what I'm saying? That's common sense, you know what I'm saying? But as far as NBA, players catching it. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, we'll say that because, you know what I'm saying, that was the first report out of sports with the COVID was the NBA. You know what I'm saying? Like Donovan Mitchell, no.
They had different reports in different sports, but it wasn't until the black culture took it seriously when they, you know, when it came to the basketball.
Right.
So,
But like what I'm saying is like the NBA, I feel like you said, everybody didn't start taking it serious till the NBA started suing it out with to the black culture, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? The COVID, like I said, the COVID is still a disease, so you know what I'm saying? It really can touch anybody, but it's just, I think more people focus on if it's not next to them, it's kind of like it's not a concern. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. It's just the front door room.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel, you know what I'm saying? Probably get a little bit off topic about racism. You know what I'm saying? Most people act like it's not like around, but it's really red in your face. You know what I'm saying? It's, most people not bothered by racism until it's next to them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, you get all a couple of people, you know what I'm saying, like, all lives matter, you know what I'm saying, all this thing, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, all lives matter, you know what I'm saying, you can get that from a black person, you know what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, they won't really feel the full effect of racism unless it's right next to them.
Right.
So it's easier for them to say all lives matter, you know what I'm saying, and things like that, you know what I'm saying, so, yeah, that, anytime racism is in the equation, it's always gonna be forefront, you know what I'm saying, in the head of topic. You feel what I'm saying? Whatever connected to it, you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
And I'm gonna bring this up to you. So it was NBA that made the black culture accept that we can get COVID, right?
Yeah.
The NFL, they're always having these race things. You know, they want, but I'm saying, like, they want to use the NFL as a platform to promote Black Lives Matter and, you know, as far as, you know, racial equality. So to me, it's like these sports are projecting different type of cultures, you know what I'm saying, messages to different type of cultures. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it just, I'm just trying to make the trend. So, like, one thing that I'm seeing right now for June, or was it, yeah, for June, that it was Pride Month, and out of those, you know, a lot of those teams, they actually changed their logo for that. So, you know, it's like, it seems to me is different sports focus on different messages for different cultures.
Yeah, and I see what you're saying. I almost like you said, the race, we'll go with NASCAR, you know what I'm saying? Like, is, I feel like NASCAR is more of a all lives matter instead of just a Black Lives Matter. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I say NFL, it's basically, you know what I'm saying, Black Lives Matter. But, you know, until they do right by camp, ain't nothing. NFL, they were always, you know what I'm saying, going to be the forefront. You know what I'm saying? But the NFL, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement and all that stuff, it's crazy to me. You don't get Roger Goodell, he don't do as much as Adam Silver, right? But
because, you know, and I feel just like one time Greg Popovich, he had an interview, and he said that, you know, the NBA is made up of majority blacks.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like, yes, they focus on that, because that's who make the NBA high flying. It's not the same way in MLB. It's not the same way in the NHL. It's not the same way. So, of course, I'm thinking that they're going to cater to it. But after this, you know, after this movement, you know, they're accepting, they're letting that in, because the NBA suppressed, you know, individuality, you know, until AI. You know, so now I'm seeing that some teams are letting them put Black Lives Matter on their jersey, because, you know, every system has to, you know, keep a stronghold and keep the bad messages out. So that's what, you know, and that's the culture report. If you playing this, you're going to get hit by this culture.
Yeah. Yeah. NBA, like I said, I feel like NBA plays a strong role in the culture of today's society, of their message to the Black Lives Matter movement. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even just to the Black Lives Matter movement, but to the Black Lives. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So,
Kyrie, you know what I'm saying? Although he hurt, but he still fighting, you know what I'm saying? It could be right. He's fighting for, you know what I'm saying, the rights, because, you know what I'm saying, you know, he's not going to be able to play there. But, but you know what I'm saying? But I feel him, though. You know what I'm saying? And I respect what Kyrie doing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy for us to go out there and play, you know what I'm saying, on that platform.
Mm-hmm.
And not get and see that platform, if they go out there and play, that platform could easily take away from what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So like I think I heard something like the NBA, they have the message on their jersey, and after mm-hmm. four games, they have the choice to take the message off and wear a regular name on their jersey, right? So that's why I heard mm-hmm. So you telling me that like NBA come out while this is going on right now with the message on their jersey for four games is enough to push what's going on, make sure it stay on the mainstream front street. Is that enough? You know what I'm saying? That's almost like removing the statues. Is that enough? Like we as the African-Americans, we can't be satisfied or proud of the statues being moved. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or anything like that. I mean, it's almost like a double-edged sword type, you know what I'm saying? So I don't found pride in removing the statues, as in like destroying them, get rid of them. Kyrie is American history. Mm-hmm. And for us to remember history, it has to be shown. You know what I'm saying? Kyrie can easily be forgotten. That's almost like what I'm saying with the basketball. So once they start playing basketball and start playing basketball, dunks, Sports Center dunks top 10,
mm-hmm.
really on the mainstream could easily be forgotten.
And you know, that's one thing that I feel and I've seen with, it's a paradigm shift with the new school. Y'all want to use people's platform. You know what I'm saying? Everyone wants to use someone else's platform that they didn't pay for, that they didn't build. And it's like, it is aggravating. You know what I'm saying? You work hard to build this platform, and this person feel that they can come and say something on your platform. Like, that's a new school thing, because at the end of the day, you know, okay, you know, it's like they're doing something. They could be doing nothing. They could shut the door on your face and do nothing. So, you know, I applaud the teams and everyone that's actually doing something, because, you know, they're doing something. You know, and that's the whole thing that I take pride of, and I'm you know what I'm saying, and I'm happy for it. Yes, we can always do more. You know what I'm saying? If I ask you to give me $5. Yes, I can use $10. I can use $20 too. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that you gave me $5 is one thing that I'm grateful for. So, you know, with that, let's see. Let's get some more on this. So, right here, prime example: Prime Time versus OBJ. Goes me, you got me rolling. But so out of these two, what do you who do you think, Prime Time or OBJ? Which one had the biggest cultural impact? You gotta know who you are. I don't hit accept the privacy so we can speak to you directly. No Facebook users. What you say?
You say of the era, right? I'm gonna go with OBJ. You know what I'm saying? And the reason I say that, because every kid wants to make the one hand catch. Every other athlete wants to make the one handed catch. You know what I'm saying? Swag, both players have swag. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going of that era. I feel like OBJ in this era and of culture, his impact is bigger than what Deion had in his era. You know what I'm saying? To me, Deion was more of about skills. You know what I'm saying? It was his skills. I'm not saying OBJ don't have skills, but Deion, it was basically about his skills. You know what I'm saying? They looked at his skills.
Mm-hmm.
What he do?
I'm listening.
With OBJ, I think a lot of people look at his skills and also his outside of football activities, which is what reason I say plays a bigger impact on coaching in his era. Though I said his coach in their own era, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's easy to say, like, right now, Deion got the schools and everything. So, far as a whole time period, Deion would be the obvious choice. You know what I'm saying? The more respectable choice. But of each other era, I feel like OBJ wins that battle every time. You know what I'm saying?
Because of the one-handed catch? Am I hearing this correctly?
The touches, the people that he touched, far as
Wait. This is OBJ. You can't just be saying the people that he touched, because there's been some accounts on him now. So, exactly. He needs to stay on the field. So, you know, definitely. I'm trying to find the video of Prime. Like, you know, Prime Time, he came out with a video. It's all about the money, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the money. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely, going with Prime Time on that, because, you know, he invented swagger. And OBJ, he played for the Browns. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hey, all street cred went out the door.
Right. But see, but you got to understand, like, the culture aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, today's generation really affect, I feel like, a bigger part of the culture of what's going on around them outside of football. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And the reason I say that, because today's athletes have more than just one job of being an athlete, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? And back in the days, I felt like it was basically the athlete's job to be an athlete. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying they didn't have no other outside businesses, but people saw them more of a athlete and respected them for their talents on the field, on the court, you know what I'm saying, as an athlete. And this generation, I feel like they get more respect all the way around, not even just on the field, but off the field. And example I could prove is, you're right. I see that.
But what was your example?
You know what I'm saying, like on and off the culture impact of that athlete. You feel what I'm saying? In the eras and times. So my I got an example, Dame Leonard. How he basketball, rap, you know what I'm saying? It's affecting more than just the basketball culture. It's a bigger environment for touching a lot of people. You feel what I'm saying? A different culture. So he's all along with his rapping ability. If a person hear him rap, it might want to lead them to watch him play basketball.
Hey, Pete, how you doing? Thanks for hanging out with us. Appreciate you. Next on Kenyon Williams Ministry.
How you doing, Ms. Williams? So that's why I like give it to the newer generation that's been impacting the culture more. You know what I'm saying? Because of the outside performance and duties that I feel like they have with the fans. And like I said, back then, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you were more of a play your sport.
Shut up and dribble type of thing.
Basically. Yeah. And like,
and I got to speak on it, because right now, as we see with this COVID, yes, they're, you know, them doing their job is what we need. That's why sports is coming back now. Because before then, you know, everyone wants to use this platform to push this. We have no sports, and we've had a whole lot of bad issues. So, you know, right now we just need to, you know what I'm saying, shut up and dribble, because we need sports. Fantasy football lives matter. I don't need you to be popping off to me about, you know, what's going on in the hoods, because you're not here. So I do feel that, you know, with the culture, this newer generation changed it. They opened it up. And it started with removing those statues. It started with, you know what I'm saying, the whole catapulting off of the NFL. So, you know, I definitely agree. You know, so both new school and old school is playing a part in what's going on now. Because the new school is creating their own lane. And that's what you was talking about, is how now, you know, they're doing these movements. They're trying to get out and touch these people versus just being on the court, shut up and dribble and do your job.
Facts. And like I said, man, that's why I feel like this. And to me, I don't see it as much as in people not like the newer generation, like not respecting the older generation, nothing like that. I feel like it's more of a paying homage. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say, I say that again, paying homage. It's respecting what they did, but doing it a little bit bigger. You feel what I'm saying?
So how can you do it bigger if you still in the same, you still have the same perimeter? Like if I give you this circle, you still gonna operate within that circle. So we'll take this quick question. So Kenyasi Williams, do you think there are not enough athletes using their platforms to help change in this generation? Great question. We're just talking about that. So I'll let you take on that one first, Robin.
Yeah, see, that's I think it's more. I don't think it was enough older generation in athletes.
Watch it there.
Hold on. I don't think it was enough older athletes using their platform, you know what I'm saying, to change the things that's going on to help the change in this generation, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not knocking them because the laws that were set on the land back then, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of harder to push your agenda, you know what I'm saying, back then because of the laws that were set up, you know what I'm saying, the threats that they, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about the Wilt Chamberlains and the Bill Russells, you know what I'm saying? I'm going past the
That's way back right there.
And like I said, and that's the thing about, I'm not saying that they was wrong for not doing it, but I just feel like it was more of a setup and dribble, you know what I'm saying? And I think they took, I feel like they took pride in just playing basketball and not doing the extra, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's where we at this moment, where we at now, we're like the Kyries, you know what I'm saying? Standing up, oh, we not going to play at all, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not having it. You know what I'm saying? We're not, until it changed, like, fully, we're not having it.
And see, and that's where, like, you know, like, shout out to AT. I disagree with, because, you know, what sports is, that is the only place where it's unbiased. That's the only place you can go to, whereas you don't have to be a certain religion. You don't have to be a certain status in life. You don't have to be a certain type of person. All you got to do is have enough money or just be someone to get it. So, to me, that is the place, the universal place for everyone to go. You know what I'm saying? That's unjudged. But, and I feel that, the new generation, that they're preventing that happy place. Because how Kyrie's early going to say, oh, we're not going to work until it's changed? What Tony, you know, what is he modeling for our kids? At the end of the day, that's still his job. So he's not going to do his job until something that he can't change? Because back in the old school, it was all about everyone stayed in their lane. You do this, we leave the activism towards for the activists. That's why there's there's activists. So, you know, definitely. I'm the greatest alive. I see AT. So Muhammad Ali, the greatest. So I agree with every generation. So I so agree in every generation, the fear of losing money is more important. Yes. Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's still their job. So
yeah, you know. See that's the thing about this generation now. It's so many different outlets that they make money from. That's why I feel like their impact on the society and culture is bigger now, because it's so many different outlets that they receive money from now than they did back then. I wouldn't say afraid to lose their money. It's more of a I say they're probably more afraid of losing their power. You know what I'm saying?
But watch this. They're still getting money from who? The same owners that was years ago from the debt, from the like the Sixers owners. So what change is really going on? Because the same people that was in power back then are the same ones now.
So
to me, it's like watching. So, it's like watching a rat turn a wheel. Because you're still in this wheel. Right. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. So Kyrie Irving, he won't, you know, he says he's not going to work. Okay, that's fine. Stay at home. Everyone else is going to work. Then eventually at home is going to, you know, is going to be at home. How are you going to sustain home? Now, I do agree for with this new school. Like, I'm an IT person. And the only thing that changed is this. That. So, and once again, it's only effective in certain cultures. You know what I'm saying? So it all plays a big role into that.
Right. But like I said, at the end of, Miss Williams said, she was thinking more athletes was fear of losing money. But like mm-hmm. I said, like right now, it's so much money being made by athletes. I don't think it's like a fear of losing money. It's more of a fear of losing their power and their stance and what's going on. Like I said, now, like I said, Kyrie, I feel like it's more of a, like I said, we don't want to play basketball because we don't want to take focus off what's going on. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason Kyrie don't want the basketball to start. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, four games with the message on your shirt, then they have the basically the choice to take it off. Like, I want to see how many players are actually take the message off after the four games, or would it be, you know what I'm saying, kept on longer?
Right. So, but it's a start. That's what I'm saying. It's a start. So someone's going to pick up on it. So, right. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. But the thing is, so you would choose not to bring the sun up because one person had pissed you off? I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? Because right now he's choosing not to bring back sports that we need. So that's what you want to do? We need sports. Because if not, we're going to have people out there protesting and all doing this thing. Like, yes, only time we're going to lose focus is we lose focus. I don't see how sports is going to change that. Let's see here. Without black athletes, football and basketball would not be as lucrative, let's be honest. That is true. But the power holders only utilize athletes almost like slave masters utilize their productive males. My thoughts overall reading. I agree because they're a product. That's it. They're a product. You're a product on the field. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. And that's how culture it is in big business. You're just a product. You're just an entry on a spreadsheet. So I agree with you on that. Great point. Great point. What do you think about that, Rob, before we get up out of here?
Yes, same thing. That's almost back to the Kyrie situation. And that's another reason I feel like his stance is important. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like they want us to shut up and dribble. You feel what I'm saying? So that's another perspective that you could look at Kyrie situation and look at it like that. Or is, yeah, we're not playing because, you know what I'm saying? We understand this is what the world want to see and everything, but if we play, you know what I'm saying, it'll be almost like being slaves, you know what I'm saying? Okay, we're gonna make y'all play. We know how to bring everything back in order, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Give y'all the sport. And I feel like Kyrie actually see that better, that it could be a bigger impact on the culture if he stood firm on that idea of like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I would love to see basketball, but if they're not like talking about the situation, what's going on now, and giving more thought to the basketball period, I mean, come on, man. What?
You heard the phrase "preaching to the choir," because you know earlier we said the NBA focus on inner black kids. So it's like, what is he doing? Is he doing that in baseball and MLB? Where there's more white fans? No. So who is he bringing all this knowledge to? To the ones who's already fighting it every day? So, you know, sports has been around since years, you know, even during, gladiator time, that was a sport. So, and if someone took the sport, the people didn't have a way to get off all this energy. You know, so sports has always been, you know, it's been beyond just the, NFL, NBA, and the UFC and all these other things. But, man, we're burning up over here. Let's see what we got here. So, Coach Lee, what we got? If athletes want to be the impact they want – wait, hold on. If the athletes want to be the impact they want, go start your own league. Exactly. I believe the athletes come before the league. That's why the NFL wanted to merge with the AFL, because they had a more exciting product. Once again, start talking about the products.
Thanks.
So, good point. All right, so what you got there for me, T.D.? So just think, if every athlete stood with Kaepernick, the impact that would have made on the culture. Love the discussion. Great. Right. And I don't know, thank you for tuning in. I don't know how every time we wrap this in, you know, Kaepernick gets involved. Now, my thing is, and like I keep saying, a system. I'm a system guy. I build a system. So everyone remembers the wardrobe malfunction with Janet Jackson, right?
Right.
So do you know what the NFL did after that?
They promoted it, didn't they?
Yes, and they also put the broadcast on a 10-second delay.
Hmm.
So my thing is the in audience, the in stadium people knew he was kneeling before the media, you know, before the people watching, the viewers did. So someone within that system had to say, hey, let that go. Because they could have killed the feed, just like they did with with Janet.
Okay.
Who I want to go on air and say I would definitely prefer seeing her. The wardrobe malfunction, then that guy, then Cap kneeling. But I rock with you. But so what do you think about that? So do you think that if the entire league, all the players would have kneeled with Cap, do you think it would have been a greater, a bigger impact? Or do you think it would have been the same?
Yes, no doubt. If every player, you know what I'm saying, no matter the race, were to kneel with Cap, it would have been a way bigger impact than what's going on now. Cap would still be in the league. And I think they really made an example out of Cap. I think that's why so many players were scared to take the knee. Like she said earlier about the money situation and all that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? See, that's why I say, like, basketball players have a big impact on the culture, because it's more than just basketball. You know what I'm saying? You see a lot of basketball players doing things outside of basketball, you know what I'm saying? Rapping, all this stuff. I'm not saying football, NFL players don't, but mm-hmm. NFL players, you know what I'm saying? I guess it's a bigger team, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So it's more of a concentration than a little bit more concentration than basketball. So where basketball probably have a little bit more time and flexibility to do extra things other than basketball. So like I said, when it come to I'm thinking about the so like, you know you understand what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. basketball culture, you know what I'm saying, like impact, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say even the newer generation, the impact is mm-hmm. bigger. You know, I feel like it's bigger with the Cap situation. Like I said, if every player were to kneel with Cap may still be in the league. Yeah.
I want to speak on that.
Maybe things would have been like a little bit more faster than what they are.
I believe it would not have made any difference to the Black Lives Matter movement, but it would have shown one of the key components of sports, teamwork. Yeah. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, that would have been greatness to see everyone across the board. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I say that the system came back and showed Cap what he was trying to do, because once they got involved, the team started, you know, all kneeling. Because, you know, like I keep saying, it's a culture. Just like I feel that most sneakerheads watch basketball, because that's where they watch sneakers. You're not going to find, you know, many sneakerheads like, oh, man, I'm about to watch football. No, most sneakerheads watch basketball. Now, you know, so you're still just hitting that niche of people. You're not expanding outside of that market. So that's why I'm like, you know, what impact do you think you're going to have? Because you're still operating within that same bubble. You know, yeah. If you've got, what, let's say 25,000 viewers, you're only impacting that 25,000. Well, let's say you double it because they share it. So it's 50,000. So what is it that you really doing? That's all the culture for next week. But man, look, any shout outs before we get up out of here, man. It's the first show, man. It was kind of, it was good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, I really appreciate it. I want to thank you again, man. All the viewers, you know what I'm saying?
I love that shirt, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna represent to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? I'm locked in with you. I'm locked in all day, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you need from me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just one call away, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you putting me on the platform, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, I
appreciate everybody, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give a shout out to Mr. ONG, Aaron Kelly, you know what I'm saying? I told him college roommate, you know what I'm saying? Supposed to be in here with me, but it's all good, it's all love, you know what I'm saying?
Next week.
On the next week, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I really appreciate you, Mr. Park, you know what I'm saying? So whatever you need from me, man, I'm just one call away, you know what I'm saying? Whatever I can do for you.
Same here, brother. Same. Thanks, Coach Lee. But yeah, man, same here. You know, this is, we got more of this, more big, more big topics, more culture. This is the culture report. How is it the sports shaping the culture? This dude, Uncle Leroy, don't say the Leroy without the Junior, kicking the dude, Robbie, you know what I'm saying, representing Texarkana Patriots. Got to give a shout out to the youth sports and sports and friends. Wow.